Welcome back to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. I am Bradley, as always, joined by my co-host Zane. And if you missed last episode, we gave our initial reactions to the first round of the NFL draft. But now the NFL draft's over, so now we're giving our grades and reactions to the NFL draft. But how are you doing today, Zane?
I'm doing actually really well after the draft. I don't know if I've been able to say that in a while. I know that's so weird. But this is the first draft I've actually felt good about. We did everything I asked. So, I mean, I'm good. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I'm feeling a bit better about our draft overall right now. We picked up some later guys in the late round, which I liked. I'm excited for this episode. This is the first time I've ever graded the NFL draft, because it's the first year I've really looked into a decent amount of these guys. Like, we were in the third round, and I, like, knew a decent amount of these guys. So, it was cool.
Yeah, I actually knew people in the seventh, too, which was weird. I was like, oh, okay, I still know who this is. I'm like,
cool. Yeah, there was definitely a handful, like, that I saw, like, and some that went undrafted.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's tragic. I'm like, and we had grades on them. Oh, they were in the top 10 or something. I was like, oh, that sucks.
Not Sam Hartman. No.
I just want to take Sam Hartman over Joe Milton and Jordan Travis.
He's a good locker room guy, I promise.
Well, I did say I'd take Joe Milton over Jordan Travis as well, and of course Jordan Travis went first out of the three. So that was really fun.
I don't like that. I mean, the Patriots picked Joe Milton, so.
Which is so ironic. We'll talk about that a lot more, but, like, that's so ironic of how I was with Joe Milton the entire offseason, just for us to spend, like, our second to last pick on him.
He's not good. Like, Tennessee fans really don't like him. Like, they strongly dislike him because he only has a strong arm.
He can hit the broadside of a barn if he's 10 feet away, dude. But if you needed him to hit a dot 1,000 yards away, he might be able to throw it that far.
But, yeah, it's really bad.
Do you want to get into the grades?
Yeah, we're going to grade these guys.
Yeah, we're gonna, I say alphabetical.
Yeah. On YouTube, if you're watching on YouTube, we do have it pulled up, so you can look at these guys.
We'll show you the link, too, if y'all want to look at it yourselves.
Zane, can you click up on the arrow so it shows, like, more of the guys? Or, like, by wide receiver position?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know I did that. My fault.
Oh, no, you're good. You can start first. You can start first with the Cardinals.
We're starting with the Cardinals. Obviously, the first A. I liked their draft, actually. Like, every one of their picks, I'm like, good pick. The only pick that I didn't really like, which isn't, like, a dislike, it was, like, why'd you pick a tight end in the third round after you had a good one last year? I was like, that's kind of early. So, like, maybe a little bit later I would have drafted one. But literally every one of their picks, I'm like, good pick. And so, like, Marvin Harrison, you're starting out. Phenomenal pick on day one, right? You get the best wide receiver at four, and frankly, he's a steal, in my opinion. He was the top three talent, probably the second best, maybe the best. I think we talked about it. He'd be like, he would have gone first overall no matter what 10-ish years ago. Probably one of the best picks of the draft in general. Yeah. I like Darius Robinson as well, and like I just like all four, like these picks right here, with Trey Benson, Max Melton, Darius Robinson, and Marvin Harrison all filled the needs. I don't know. They did what they needed to. And I'll let you talk about them a little bit more, and then I'll give my grade. But what do you got on them?
I have an A as well. They had a lot of draft picks, so they could fill a lot of needs they needed. They went a little both offensive side and defensive side of the ball. Obviously, got Harrison at four. Great. He could have went first overall in so many other drafts.
Yes, he could have.
And Darius Robinson, we liked him. I thought he was a good player. And I like their draft board because they got things they needed. Like,
yeah,
they didn't really like. I mean, Darrison Robinson at 27. I think that's maybe a bit too early. Maybe
he was the best edge rusher on the board, and I kind of figured they were going to go edge rusher. I'm shocked they didn't go corner here, but then they picked a corner in the second round, so that was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Darius Robinson is still a really good player, but, like, yeah, you could have went Kool-Aid, you could have went Cooper DeJean, you could have went these other routes.
Nate Wiggins, actually. Nate Wiggins was on the board, so.
Yeah, I know. I sadly remember.
You were so upset.
I was. But, yeah, the Cardinals just had a good draft board. I mean, yeah. I don't have much else to say.
Like you mentioned, they were an A. I gave them an A+ because, like, they were one of the few drafts that I actually said was an A+. We'll do full winners and losers at the end, but they're definitely an A+ draft for me. I mean, they have so many picks. Hold on. I think there's still – no, okay, that is it. But, like, they got everything they need in here. They got line twice. They got tight end. They grabbed a couple corners. Like, dude, they did so well, and I was just – impressed with their draft. Like, good job to their GM because he filled every need on their board.
Yeah, honestly, I'd push this up to an A+ as well, thinking about it, because they got so many, like, positions and
a young team. They're really gonna be a young team.
Yeah, and people are like, people would probably question, like, why draft a running back in the third round when you have James Conner? But James Conner is getting old. He's at the 28, 29 mark, yeah. So I don't hate putting a young guy behind James Conner at all. So
James Conner, he's also injury prone, and he's really the only back you have on roster. And Benson, This is like, if Brooks or Benson, both of them were the only two running backs I really felt like, maybe Wright, of course, all of them, it just all depended on location. Benson went to a great spot, and in my opinion, so did Brooks, but Benson went to, like, a perfect spot where he can, like, chill this year, and then next year, set.
Yeah.
They had, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 picks in the top 100. That's nuts, right?
I think that was, like, the most out of all the NFL.
It tied all time when Jonathan Gannon was, like, 8 years old or something. Like, it was some crazy statistic.
Wow.
The last time it happened. But yeah, I'd give them an A+.
Yeah, I'll push that to an A+ as well. Yeah, but
there's nothing really more to say. I feel like we're both in the same thought process here.
Yeah, an F.
Yeah, let's just move on to Atlanta. Oh my gosh, I don't know where to start. This is my least favorite draft.
Yes.
Out of, like, every team. I can get behind the defensive players for the rest of the draft. And the running back and the wide receiver, I can get behind all that. But trading up for Ora Ora, who nobody can pronounce.
Which is so Aurora, bad.
Or whatever his name is. He's not bad, but he's like a reach here, in my opinion. And you lost a third round pick in the process. They would have had another pick in here.
Yeah. Like, that was such a reach, because, like, there were plenty of other, like, guys on the board. Like, Cooper DeJean was still on the board. So it's like, and you need corner. So it's like, get that guy. Kool-Aid.
Which is another issue with me. This top need on the board on ESPN.
I don't know. I guess the Falcons thought, like, oh, we'll get our defensive player. We'll trade up and look like, will make it look like the first round pick was not as bad as it was.
This killed them for me. Like, these two picks, everything else is good. Like, I literally said they had to have a perfect rest of the draft for me not to give them, like, a terrible grade. They were fine except for two.
Yeah.
Like, I was going to give them maybe a D+ otherwise, but, like, dude, this is an F. Like,
yeah, I mean, after they picked Penix,
I'd give him like a 20.
I just don't. just how old Penix is and the injury concern and the...
Is it the worst spot for Penix to go? No, but he's the guy that I would have started right away. Like, if I'm going to have this guy, I would have started him right away. You should have just traded back with the Raiders, gotten another second-round pick, not had to trade up to get this guy. You could have literally gotten... had, like, three more picks early. Like, you could have had, like, one, two, like, six in here for this first 100 picks, and you would have been fine. I would have given you probably an A for doing something like that, but no, you get an F. Like, this is just a terrible grade. Like, just terrible draft. Only picks I liked were these two. Like, the third and fourth round picks with Trice and Dolores. I actually liked those, but everything else was just bad.
Yeah, I mean, these moments of watching NFL football is moments that I think I could be a GM. Like, seeing the Falcons draft, I was like, okay, yeah, I think I could be. Because all you had to do at 8 was draft Dallas Turner.
You really did.
Where if
you
draft everyone Dallas and Turner their here. Mother mocked them.
Yes, Dallas Turner here. Sure, he would have been fine, just not at that pick, and you would have had two more. And, like, you could draft him at your original spot. You could have drafted another guy. There was, like, you could still get Trice here. You could grab another player right here, probably a corner, maybe a corner right in here still, and, like, you would have been fine. I wouldn't have complained. It's just, actually, I do like what they did for the D-tackle room because it's entirely fixed, but just where, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Like, if we're not saying these players are bad, we're just saying, like, they were a reach.
And, like, not bad players, just bad positioning, I think is what we're getting at with them. And I'm sure there's a Falcons fan who probably hates what we're saying. I actually think most Falcons fans actually hated their draft. So, believe me, I understand after having Bill Belichick for the past 24 years drafting, I know bad drafts when I see one. And that's been all of my drafts ever until now. So,
but I don't even think Bill would have made the stupid decision to draft Penix.
Bill didn't apparently Bill Belichick didn't want Drake May. So I'm like... so thankful Kraft got rid of him, because he probably did him the trade back and I would have just been mad.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, even if the Falcons would have traded out of the first, let's just say they the Browns wanted to okay, that's a kind of a reach, the Texans wanted to trade up to 8 and they traded all the way out of the second or out of the first, we would still be, like, questioning, oh, why would you do this? But, like, that, I think that might have been better.
I could reason with it, because they'd probably get, like, 3 seconds, a first next year, and, like, a couple other picks in there, and I can reason with it, but this is just dumb.
Yeah. Like, you get no value.
Overall ranked player, 43rd. You picked him at 8.
Position ranked 6? Yeah.
Yeah, like, and you picked him as the 4th? If they had done this with J.J. McCarthy, I don't think I would have hated the pick.
I think, yes, I would have understood that a lot more, for sure. But, like, there, it's...
Yeah. I mean, because J.J. has to sit, in my mind, at least 6 games, or at least...
I think J.J. will start.
I feel like he will end up starting, but, like, if they played Sam Darnold game 1, I'd understand.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'd completely understand it. But yeah, so we went from an A plus to an, I guess, like an F minus, right?
Yeah, like the worst draft. The
best to the worst. And, well, like, yeah, I don't know. I didn't love this draft.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I again, as a Patriots fan, I'm sorry, Falcons fans, because I know we've had our ups and downs together, but man, I feel for y'all right now. And I know it's kind of early to grade players, but, like, as just a right away, like, this is just where I feel like it'd be.
Yeah.
We probably re-look back at this and they have the best draft, though.
Yeah, I know. That'd be hilarious if, like, we're actually – everyone's so wrong about this. Like, Michael Penix is the next Brady.
That'd be funny.
Oh, well, actually, talking about Penix. Okay. I was talking to some of my coworkers yesterday. We were talking about the draft, you know. And they said, Caleb Williams is going to be a bust. Mm-hmm. And Michael Penix, they really like Michael Penix.
Interesting. See, I don't hate Penix. I just...
Yeah, I don't either, but it's just like... And there's a handful of coworkers of mine that say Caleb Williams is going to be a bust.
I understand it, but it's just the narrative by the media, and everybody's just...
Yeah.
May is going to be a bust. So, technically, 50% of the quarterbacks work out, right?
Yeah.
My early prediction is Caleb, May, and JJ. That's my early prediction. If we see four, I say the top three in JJ. Heck, I hope for even better and all six work out. I want that stupid narrative gone. But, yeah.
Well, I mean, I understand that, like, narrative, because teams do reach on quarterbacks, like in this draft. Like, a lot of teams reach. There were six quarterbacks taken in the first round. And were there six first-round quarterbacks in this draft? No.
I'd say no. Yeah.
So I think teams are just, like, in desperate need of reaching for quarterbacks.
Yeah.
But...
Moving on to the Ravens.
All right, yeah, that's cool. Let's go on to the Bills. No, yeah, we can move on. Yeah, yeah, they got a good.
I know how you're feeling about this.
This is an A.
I gave them a B+.
I gave them an A.
I can understand an A. Actually, hold on, wait, I'm being dumb. Isaac is an edge rusher. Oops, I was like, they didn't fill out the edge rush need, which I said needed. But I was like, never mind, Isaac's sitting right here. Yeah, no, it's an A. Oops. Okay, first off, Nate Wiggins, steal. Roger here, love that because they got rid of a tackle. They needed to fill this here. They literally, the first four picks, filled out every need on the checklist in my mind.
Yeah.
And I know you don't want to talk about the Ravens, but dude, this is a good draft. Even TJ Tampa was a steal here.
I know.
Like, they had such a perfect draft. It's kind of crazy.
I know. This is, like, the Ravens, what frustrated me was they just sat there, and they just got what they wanted. Every team just passed on them.
How did they even get this pick? I don't know. Oh, okay. Yeah, it was the trade. That's right. It was the trade that they did before the draft.
Yeah, like, they just, like, Nate Wiggins, a great pick at 30.
Yeah.
Got Isaac. Got Tez Walker. Got Tampa.
Which, you know how we both feel about Tez Walker. We both love Tez Walker. And in the fourth
round,
he's great value. He kind of fits, he's not OBJ, but he fits the OBJ role in the offense. Okay, I don't know if that makes sense. But he fulfills that need back. He fits that spot, and I think he'll work out. Like, you hated that so much. These, I think, were your least favorite picks.
Yeah, Nate Wiggins and Tez Walker. Because it's just like, how did teams let this happen? How?
Yeah.
They have Lamar. They now have a decent – they have a good corner room. They already had a really good defense. Yes, they did lose some pieces on the defensive side. I think their defense will be perfectly fine. It will be as good.
With TJ and Wiggins, like, both of them, dude, that's, like, perfect. The only pick that I questioned, why was Devin Leary a draft pick?
I don't know, honestly.
Are we going to talk about that? How is this man drafted? Like,
yeah.
Apparently, people loved how accurate he was, but, like, dude, what are they doing? I mean, it's a six-round pick, but, like, still.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he should start above Lamar, though.
Yeah, you wish.
I'm pushing that narrative.
Like me and Polk, and that one worked.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm giving the Ravens an A here. They were definitely a good draft. Like, they drafted well. They drafted really good. But yeah, really good pick draft for them.
I agree. I think A. I have them a B+ because I don't want to give a bunch of teams an A.
I don't know. I just thought, like, the Wiggins. I just thought, like, all the players just fell to him perfectly.
Frankly. If it was just these five picks, I'd give him an A. I like this pick actually too, but it's the sixth and seventh round. Okay, it's not that much. I give him an A minus, I'd say, actually.
Yeah.
So we got Cardinals at an A plus, we got Atlanta at an F minus, at least for me, and then Baltimore is at a minus.
Yeah. Now, here
I don't have the same problem as you for my division. The Bills were dumb the entire draft, in my opinion. I didn't really like any of their draft picks. Is that weird?
I mean, I think they drafted guys they needed on the team. They buffed up their defense. I gave them a C plus here.
Yeah, I had a C plus. You know what's weird? My favorite pick was the center out of Georgia.
I like that pick too. I did too.
I thought that was a great value pick. I was like, I actually really like this pick.
Yeah, I mean, the reason what brought me down was nothing they drafted. It was trading back with the Chiefs.
Okay. See, what brought me down was isn't what they drafted. It's what they didn't. But also the Chiefs thing. That didn't help.
Well, yeah. Also, they didn't. Like, Keenan Coleman, 33rd pick.
I love Coleman, actually. Like, I've actually grown to like Coleman a little more now that he's not on my team. I was just scared he was going to end up on my team. I like Coleman.
I like Mitchell more.
Yeah, but apparently Mitchell has like diabetes and off the field issues. And Coleman's interview, he actually made me smile, and he's a Bills player now. I was like, "You're actually a cool dude. Okay, I can approve of you."
Yeah.
Which I don't like.
His interview was pretty funny.
Yeah. Hey, look at that. Look at his comp, Drake London. Dude, if he ends up like Drake London, I'm going to be so mad. And honestly, this pick and the center pick are what saved this draft. I actually liked Bishop, but like these three were like the only picks I really were in love with. But yeah. Like, you picked one wide receiver in this whole entire draft. Why?
Yeah, like you have no one else on the receiving. I mean,
straight up, this was fine. You didn't pick a corner, you picked a corner in the sixth. That's still a complaint. England player, by the way. That's really cool.
That's crazy.
Okay. Good. I'd say an A-. I'd say probably about an A. Probably about a B. A C. I wasn't a fan of Ray. I'd give it an A. And like the rest of these, I'm like C, 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 C. I actually liked... Never mind. I forgot about him.
Solomon was good. I like that pick.
I didn't even think I saw him just now. I'm like, actually, he was good.
Well, where did they rank him on edge rushers? I'm curious.
They had him 18th.
150th.
He's about drafted where he was supposed to be. I liked Solomon though. I mean, if he fits out in the NFL, I'm not gonna be surprised. Yeah. I think he'll be fine. I don't know. I'm just questioning. I need to look at the overall like wide receivers, like where they were drafted.
The Bills, they could have, they did not do anything that like was gonna push them towards a Super Bowl.
If they fix, I know there's still free agency guys left. If they start fixing that up, I can forgive them a little bit, but like, I think a C plus right now is fair.
Yeah, you know? It is.
But it's not a good one.
Yeah, they're kind of in a rebuild mode right now.
Yeah, but I really do think for both of us, like their biggest issue, like I could have given them like a B something, if they didn't trade back with the Chiefs and let them get Worthy. If they had just picked Worthy at 28, I honestly would have given them a better grade.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, like, if you're going to get Worthy, like, Worthy kind of fits the Diggs role. So, like, if you're going to do it, just draft Worthy, dude. Like, just prevent him from the Chiefs.
And just like don't allow the Chiefs to do that.
Like these are supposed to be your rivals, not the team that gives you a beatdown and you help out afterward.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just wasn't in love with this draft. I wasn't a hater of it, but I didn't love it either. So C plus area feels right.
Yeah. C. Yeah.
Do you have any last thoughts for the Bills?
I do not.
All right. Carolina. Do you want to talk about Carolina first?
Yeah, I gave them a B plus. I was leaning towards A. Like I'm thinking about giving them an A.
I did too. I didn't, but I did too.
But like it's on the edge of B plus. Yeah, like it is pushing A. Like I liked Leggett. I wasn't the biggest Leggett fan. I'm not the biggest Leggett fan. He's kind of a project wide receiver, but I think he fits in Carolina really good. Got Brooks at running back. I liked how they tried to help Bryce Young. Like I'm really
He's on my mind now. What can I say?
Drake May's always on your mind.
Exactly.
Yeah, like Bryce Young, help Bryce Young. That's what I like. We did our whenever we talked about our NFL teams. I was telling the Panthers, just help Bryce Young. That's all you got to do this offseason. Don't really worry about the defensive side of the ball. And they did. They focused on helping Bryce Young, and they got Sanders in the fourth round, which we both really liked Sanders. I think that could be
so high on Sanders. This is our worst. I feel like our worst drop, our worst slide of all of them.
Yeah, I think Sanders could be a dog for them. And I really like this pick. Yeah, I really like this draft. B plus for them.
Yes.
But yeah.
I mean, you put it all into it. Like, you build about. I gave him a B plus as well. Leggett, you give him a fifth year option. Project wide receiver, that works great. Brooks, you need a running back. You need a number one running back. Brooks fills the role. A pick. Both A picks in my mind. I don't know about this pick because I didn't watch him. Where did they have him ranked? They had him ranked fifth as the linebacker. Okay. Cool. Didn't know that. 95th overall ranked player. Maybe a little
He didn't reach. Even make our top 10.
No, which is crazy. I just don't think we watched him. At least I didn't. So I can say I just didn't watch him. I can give this probably a B. Here's an A. Oh, gosh. I almost have to give him an A. I think I'm going to give him an A. I got to give him an A. I don't want to give him out, but like every single one of the picks, I'm like A.
Yeah, I'm going to give him an A.
I love Shaw Smith Wade after watching the Senior Bowl. They have him ranked 30th. That's cruel.
He had a really good Senior Bowl, didn't he?
Dude, Wade. He had two picks against Joe Milton. But he had two picks in the Senior Bowl, and like he showed out well. Like ranked 30th is crazy in my opinion. They graded this like a 48 out of 100, but like this was a good pick. I don't know who this is. I guess he's ranked 20th at the position. I don't know. I know nothing. Grab two linebackers you need to fill out your linebacker core. Grab a corner. Great. Only thing I didn't like, which kind of holds it down maybe, is not grabbing an edge or a center. But Ogba and Connor Williams are still available, so maybe throw some money at them. Bring them over.
Also, the Panthers had so many holes, you can't fill them all in this draft, you know?
Which I didn't expect it. They did well.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. Do you have any last thoughts?
I like the draft.
Yeah. I did too.
Weird. I didn't think I'd say that for the Panthers this year.
I know. Especially not having a first.
Yeah, but they for not having
they moved
a first.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah. For not having a first, they had a great draft.
Yeah, 100%.
So, B plus? No, an A. We both said A.
Yeah, we said A.
Yeah, so, you know, so far it's been pretty positive outside of the Falcons. Gosh. Yeah. I don't know. A for sure.
A plus, yeah.
Yeah.
I think
Bears. Yeah. Well, I was saying for that last one was an A. For the Bears. Okay. Caleb Williams, obviously, great pick. Odunze here, couldn't argue. Great offense for the future. I really wanted the Patriots to pick Kyren Yamagaji. Sure. The Yale tackle, liked that pick as well.
Got the greatest college punter of all time.
Apparently. But he's not going to have to punt much, Caleb said. So, you know, they did have to trade something. What do they have to trade? Like their third-round pick next year or something? Didn't like that part, but it was a good pick. I know you loved Austin Booker.
Dude, I'm telling you, I love this pick. This was my favorite. Like, they only had 5 picks in this draft, but they hit on every single one of them. Got Caleb. Caleb, you know, what else is there to say? He's a phenomenal player. Rome Odunze, you know, whenever we did our wide receiver rankings, I liked – he was still my wide receiver 3. But he's still good. Like, he's elite. Like, I don't want to say, like, anything – there's really nothing bad about his game.
No, there's not.
But I think 9, the value here at 9 was incredible.
Yes.
And then got my boy Austin Booker, which I think I really like Austin Booker. I really do, especially in the 5th round. A fantastic draft from the Bears.
Yeah, no, they did everything I could ask, honestly, for a draft.
Yeah. It was fantastic. A little worried on the defensive side of the ball, but I'm not.
Can't say I'm not.
No. I think Austin Booker will carry him. The only thing I'm concerned for the Bears is their coaching.
That is my biggest concern for the Bears, really. Like, coaching-wise, I'm concerned for coaching. I'm not concerned for their GM for the future. I'd give this draft
Polls.
I'm not giving it the satisfaction of an A+ because of how little picks they had. And just because of, like, I didn't feel like punter was their biggest need, and I feel like they probably should have just grabbed a D-tackle. That's my personal opinion, though. I don't know. If you're going to trade your third-round pick next year, I feel like a D-tackle probably would have fit the spot better, and you'd fill out all 5.
Yeah. I think they just hit on every pick.
I did pick. Like, I'm giving it an A. And, like, we're so positive right now. I'm sure it's going to go downhill later. But it's just so many A's. Like, A+ for the Arizona, F for, of course, F- for the Atlanta, and then A, C+.
Yeah, but how I'm looking at it, there were so many good – there was so much good talent in this draft. Like,
it's hard not to hit.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't hit, that's why you have a bad grade, of course.
But, yeah.
But yeah,
we can move on to the Bengals.
Yeah, A for Chicago, of course. But yeah, okay. I know they're your division rivals, so I want to hear your thoughts first.
I gave them a B-.
Mm-hmm.
Mims, I'm a little nervous for some Mims. But I think they did all right in this draft. They picked up some guys. They didn't get running back, but
I didn't think it was a need. I gotta be honest. I actually like Brown. The RB, in my opinion, who's the RB1 is Brown. I like him a lot, and they got Moss. That's fine. You can probably grab somebody right before the season starts if you need it. But like, you're fine. Like, that wasn't — this to me was just because Mixon's gone. But I think Chase Brown fits the mold of what they can use a running back. Dude's fast.
Yeah. But I think I was – what I thought is Burton in round 3, I thought you should have traded T. Higgins before.
Yeah.
You drafted a wide receiver. Because now this just confirms that, like, T. Higgins is gone. You're getting a player –
I don't think it confirms Higgins is gone. I just think it gives them some depth, some much-needed depth. Because they did lose Boyd. Who do they have past Boyd, you know?
No, they still have Boyd.
Nope, Boyd's a free agent.
Wait, he's a free agent?
Yeah.
Wait, actually?
Yep.
Oh, well, never mind.
But if you, honestly, your reasoning, if he wasn't a free agent, I agree. Like, that would be my pick, and I'd be like, I actually am not a Burton fan. But it's just because the off-the-field stuff, he fixes that. I can give him a little higher grade. We got to talk about the schools they picked for these top three. Georgia, Michigan, and Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, all schools that good talent can come out of, so.
It works. I'm not going to say it, but, like, it's kind of funny to me, at least.
They were all almost playoff teams this year.
Yeah, that's really funny.
Georgia should have been a playoff team, but
I wouldn't have hated it.
Yeah, I'll give him a B minus here.
See, personally, I gave him a B plus. You can sit Mims for the at least the start of the year while you have the other two guys.
I'm concerned for Mims.
I know, but you're getting to start. You're not having to start him right away. He was ranked 4th on their board, 22nd ranked player. So it's pretty much right there. Jenkins, they're filling out this D tackle room, which I really appreciate. I liked Jenkins. Christian Barmore, yes. Okay, if he turns out like Christian Barmore, dude, this draft would be like an A plus. Just curious of what they have. Burton, see, like I said, it was a reach. This is the only pick I disagreed with, really. So I'd give A, C, like C minus here. D tackle again, liked it, probably an A. Don't really know the rest of these guys out of Newton. I believe he's related to some NFL player. I can't remember his name.
Cam Newton? No, I'm blaming.
No. But he doesn't. Who's he related to? That's kind of bug me.
Here, I'll look it up for you.
Yeah, if you want to look it up, it might have been somebody out of TCU last year. I think. Oh, what's his name? I think it's Tomlinson. I think. Or that might have been the guy last year. If you want to look it up, though, he's related to some NFL legend, I think, if it's the right guy I'm thinking of. But it was a TCU corner, so.
Wait.
Yeah, I don't know. I liked all their picks. They got tight end depth. Edge rusher, I don't really know much about him, except he went to Ole Miss. I gave it a B+, but I think I liked Mims more than you did, and I liked Jenkins. Burton was the only pick I hated about the group, but that's I understood it because they needed a new slot guy.
Okay, well, I can't find it.
Okay. Hold on.
So I looked up who is Josh Newton related to, and it shows nothing. Oh my
gosh.
It shows a Washington Post from 2016. Josh Norman's and Cam Newton's bond goes beyond football. But
I'm gonna look it up right now, the nephew. All
right. You wanna move on to the Browns?
Yeah, well, I'm looking them up.
Oh yeah, you're looking that up.
Hold on.
Yeah. I'm still concerned for Mims.
Yeah. He's a TCU guy last year. My fault.
No.
Right, continue, I'm sorry.
The Browns, I just gave a C.
Yeah. It's because they didn't have draft picks, dude. Like,
yeah.
I really think that hurt their grade for me. Who they picked, their first three picks were fine. But, like, they just didn't have much to fill out the talent on the roster. Hall's good. Zinter's good. Thrash is good, in my mind, too. Like, you're grabbed guys that I'm like, they're good players, but...
The Deshaun Watson trade really hurt their future.
Mm-hmm.
Which I love to see, but... Yeah.
Yeah. I gave it a C minus. This was my C minus.
Yeah.
So there's not really much to say on this team other than good pick here. Not much draft picks to fill out the board, though. Not much to fill out the needs. Really just a C minus. I liked Hall, though. They apparently didn't on here. Zinter, I thought, was actually a really good guard. Just got hurt. He's not going to have to start right away, though. That's fine. Thrash, I actually was a big Thrash fan after the Senior Bowl. My comp for him was Romeo Doubs because I felt like he could fill out that role for the league. So, I don't know. I was a big fan. Watched him have the same comp. No, that would have been really funny. Yeah, I don't know. Overall, I thought it was okay. It was an average draft, so I gave it a C minus.
Yeah. But onto the Cowboys?
Yes, I feel like we can just move on to the Cowboys because there's not much to say. For Cleveland, there wasn't much draft. Okay. I want to know your thoughts on the Cowboys because they might differ, they might not.
Mine, I gave them a B here. Tyler Guyton, they traded back. Guyton's an all right prospect. Buffing up that offensive line, which is smart. Yeah, you needed that. They got my boy Cooper Beebe. I think he will be a really good tackle, and he went to a fantastic situation. So I'm really excited to see what he does. I think just an overall good draft. Didn't really hit on wide receiver.
No.
I thought they needed.
The draft. I think wide that's. Receiver, I liked who they have as a late round pick, but they didn't hit enough early.
Yeah, and the Notre Dame guy, the linebacker, yeah. They got linebacker depth, which they needed as well.
Yeah, we could not pronounce that guy's name.
The
Lufau is actually how you pronounce his name. Lufau,
yeah. But yeah, I just think a good. But what are your thoughts on the Cowboys?
Okay, so we were kind of similar, almost. I gave them a C plus. I liked Guyton. I thought he was actually better than the couple of the guys picked ahead of him. He's an athletic guy. He's going to fill out that left tackle spot. I did not like Marshawn Kinlaw. I loved Cooper Beebe. Cooper Beebe was a good pick. Kinlaw was not, in my opinion. They didn't need edge. They didn't need edge. So, like, why on earth are you picking an edge rusher when you need a wide receiver, you need a running back? I don't know. I just didn't love their draft. Cooper Beebe, good pick. Lufau, good pick. Carson's a good pick. You pick your wide receiver in the sixth round? I didn't like that. Don't know any of these guys, but I just, I don't know. Probably not going to end up doing anything.
I feel like the Kinlaw Cowboys
here, just this hurt their draft board for me more than anything. Because, like, at that point, they literally said, yeah, we're going to fix running back in the draft. Really? Did you? I didn't think so.
Yeah, they pulled. Who's your running back? Elliott? They reached on Kinlaw.
Yeah.
But I don't think the Cowboys will be a Super Bowl team in years come.
This is not their year. So any Cowboys fan who wants to say that, please stop.
Someone in the crowd, I think it was the first or something, somewhere in the draft, they were throwing up a ring finger, like they were getting a ring. And I just thought,
honestly, if they had done Guyton, either Benson or a wide receiver, and then BB, he's fine, and then actually this is fine, and then running back, or something like that. Just fill out the needs. You didn't really fill out your needs, so, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was my biggest. I just think that was my biggest issue, and like that's why I have them so much lower on my board.
Yeah.
I gave them C plus. Yeah, C plus. I think that's what I said. C plus. I don't know. Not great. Yeah, not
a
bad.
B for me.
Yeah.
On to the Broncos.
Broncos country. Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Okay.
Steelers country, let's ride.
I'm not going to say that on air. I don't want to get canceled. Okay.
I want to hear, so text me afterwards.
I will text you it now.
Okay. Okay. Let's see if it's cancel worthy.
It's so bad. I didn't come up with it. My friend did.
That is a funny, yeah.
I mean, it works, right?
Okay, yeah. The Broncos, yeah.
So, yeah, let's go back to the Broncos. We're not talking
about expecting that. Okay. Yeah, what did you give them?
Okay, I gave a lot higher than a lot of people, I think. I actually think they did really well. I think the Russell Wilson trade actually hurt their draft. But for what they had, Bo Nix, fill out your quarterback, edge rush, you kind of needed it. I liked Ellis, whatever. Yeah. Troy Franklin in the fourth. Are you kidding me? Steel. You pair him with Bo Nix. Loved that pick. I liked him as well. I thought he was like a third. Like, there were so many of these picks. I'm like, good pick. Don't know about these two guys. Didn't really watch them. Every other pick, though, I'm like, good pick. Like,
yeah. Cool. Yeah. Like, I mean, obviously, Bo Nix is a reach. Obviously.
But you had to. You really had to. He was the last quarterback on the board. You didn't
I mean,
the
you
Raiders
could have traded back.
The Raiders would have picked him, though. The Raiders would have just picked him at 13.
But how I look at it is, have a bad year. Oh, well, be 0-17 this year. Oh, well.
No Broncos fan wants that. Sean Payton would get fired for that. He knows.
Okay, Sean Payton's only been a good coach with Drew Brees.
True, but they have Bo Nix as their QB3 on their board. If he's QB3 on your board and you're getting him at 12, which I think is crazy talk, him being your QB3.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
You're getting your QB3 on the board at 12. Hey, dude, that's an A pick in my mind, at least for them. Like, I liked all of their draft picks, honestly, and so I gave them a B, which might be higher because I've seen D's and D-minuses and F's for this team.
I gave them a C+.
C+? Okay, C+ is fair. Like, I think I'm just higher on it because a lot of other people...
I mean,
a lot of other people. Yeah, like, it's all cool.
I feel like you should have just... Let Zach Wilson, you know, cook this year. Trade back or get a good. I don't know who could they've gotten a Dallas Turner, Latu.
They could have gotten Latu. They could have gotten
offensive lineman,
tight ends, Bowers. They could have gotten Bowers and not let him fall into the Raiders' hands.
I think they should have just traded back because, like, the Broncos aren't in anywhere to win right now.
I think they just needed a quarterback.
Okay, let's say they go 0-16 or, like, they're one of the worst teams in the league.
No quarterback next year, in my opinion, is worth taking, though, right now.
I don't know.
Haven't seen a guy that I'm wowed by, at least. I mean, there's guys with talent, but they haven't shown the talent to the regard they need to be like a top 10 pick.
I mean, Jaden Daniels didn't either until last year.
True, which is why I'm giving it this year. But like right now, you only know right now. We came into the year knowing, last year we came in knowing there was going to be at least two quarterbacks going top 5.
Yeah.
When we have a class like that, I'd take the risk. We don't have a class like that coming up. So
yeah,
I wouldn't
but like,
that.
I don't know, just either A, hope for a, like, quarterback to fall in your hands, or B, just, like, build your team without a quarterback. I understand quarterbacks are the most valuable position on the field.
I get that.
Just build the team around someone else. Or because I don't think Bo Nix will be good in this. Like, I feel like going into this draft, I just thought Bo Nix needed a good situation to go into. I like Bo Nix. I do. But I think he needed a good situation, and this was the worst situation that I thought of.
It really
and
was.
He, yeah.
Hey, I don't know. He could be a Dak Prescott.
To win 0 rings.
Yeah.
And fall under pressure.
Honestly, I like Bo. I gave this his pick alone. His pick was like probably one of my worst grades though out of the group. I liked Bo, but it's just because Bowers was on the board. I'd give it a B minus.
And all of the defensive players.
And all the defensive players, of course. Elis, I thought you filled out the edge need. I liked Elis. I liked him more than a lot of other people. They had him ranked 10th. They had him as the 80th ranked player. That's about where he'd be drafted anyway. Good value pick. Franklin, I know they had him. They had him at 13, really. Him at 73rd. Great pick here. You fill in with your quarterback. AA. This dude right here, I know. Okay, 13th. Fifth round, though. That's an A. I'm not an Estime fan because of how slow he is, but like he's just going to be a power back, so another A. Don't know these other two players, but like, I don't know. I gave it what I gave it, so.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. But yeah, we can move on.
Yeah. I know we'll probably disagree. I will say my friend did crash out when he had the Bo Nix pick. I felt so bad for him. We were all snickering because we all had seen the pick before he did, and he's sitting there, like, panicking. And we all knew it was Bo Nix. And he's like, oh, yeah, I want Bo Nix. He came on the podcast and said he wanted Bo Nix. He got Bo Nix. He got his wish. But he just didn't get him what he wanted.
Yeah. Like, we in that mock draft we did with him, they, like, traded down.
Yeah, twice, I think, right? Or is that a one? We had one of them where he did twice.
Yeah.
Let's see. Lions.
Hold I gave him a B plus.
I did too.
Okay, we agree. Arnold, great pick. Got filled out that corner room early on.
Yeah.
There's still some missing pieces on the defensive side of the ball, and you still need more wide receiver depth. But yeah. I think they did all right for how many draft picks they did.
I mean, you had six, right? Yeah, six draft picks. You fixed your corner room completely this offseason. As an offseason, A++, you fixed your biggest hole on your roster. The only reason you lost in the NFC Championship was your corner group. You grabbed a beast of a tackle of the future. I don't know if you've seen his stuff. Dude, hold on. Where is it? Is it here? No, it's not here. That's actually kind of tragic. He ran like a 4.6 40 or something.
6.8 350. Oh my god.
Yeah, he ran something crazy. I forgot what it was, but it was like an insane statistic. If he is developed, which I think he will be, if he's developed right, probably one of the best picks of the draft, honestly. You grab a safety, you grabbed a D tackle, good D tackle, especially late. I think you actually had him 10th on your board, right?
Who? Oh, Wingo? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They had him ranked 10th too. See, they agree with you.
Call me an NFL analyst.
Yeah. I remember seeing this kid early on. They had him ranked 6th on, look at this, like, just wow, great value picks all the way around. They did really well. So I think, yeah, we both had, what, Bs, B plus?
Yeah, B plus.
Yeah, B plus. I think that's fair. Not much to say other than B plus.
Yeah, the Packers. What a Packer draft.
It was such a Packer draft. Okay, hold on. What? Kalen King in round 7? I didn't even know about this.
Yeah, Brett, or my friend, he texted me and he was like, is Kalen King good? I was like, yeah, he had a good freshman year, like, first couple of year, then he just really fell off.
Everybody came to me or thought he would be the second corner taken.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think I gave him a B.
I gave him a B minus.
Yeah, I gave him a B.
Jordan Morgan was a reach. Cooper was a good pick. Bullard was a great pick. I liked Lloyd as a pick as well. I liked all of this. Did not like Morgan, though.
Yeah, I agree.
They had him ranked 8. I don't know. It was kind of a reach.
Kalen King, that late.
If he fills out to this comp, I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like I told my friend that, like, it's the Packers. They're going to develop them.
Yeah.
Cooper was a great pick there.
Yeah. My friend pulled up a live stream of a Packers player. He was so upset at the Morgan pick. It's really funny.
Which is completely fair.
Honestly, W. Michael Pratt here. Like, maybe I got to give it like an A+ then. Gosh. No, I'm just kidding. They did grab three safeties, so they filled out the safety depth. They fixed up the defense. I can appreciate this. You are fixing up your defense. You're grabbing linebackers, which is such an underrated position this past year. I felt like every team that played the Chiefs had an issue with linebacker, and that's why the Chiefs were winning. You know?
Yeah.
So, if you let Lloyd develop behind your two guys, W., Bullard and Williams and this guy, don't know how to pronounce his name, not going to try it. Good picks, a couple good tackles, good linebackers, just good drafts. B for sure. Yeah, B honestly feels right.
Yeah, I gave him a B as well.
Yeah, I just realized I had him at a B, B minus, but I'll put him at a B now that I'm actually talking myself out of it. My computer's doing something. Hold on. There, fixed it. Let's just go on to Houston. What's your thoughts?
Let me look what I gave them. The Texans, I gave them a B as well. Yeah. A B minus. I'll give them a B minus because they didn't have a first. B minus. Yeah, Lassiter. Lassiter was a good pick. I think he fell exactly where everyone wanted to. I think this was a good overall pick. The Texans are really fighting for a Super Bowl ring.
Hold on. Sorry, I'm 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, just so everyone knows.
We just kind of realized we're probably going to do this in two parts, actually.
We're going to do this in two parts because we're already an hour in, and we don't want this to be like crazy long. So when do you think we should stop?
Yeah, I think probably 16. This is 13, right? 16.
Okay, we'll 16.
First 16, last 16. We'll do half and half.
Okay, yeah, that works. And then we can talk about the winners and losers in the next at the end of that.
Stop at the Chiefs, I'd say. We can do the winners and losers of the first half and winners and losers of the second half.
Oh, yeah, that's smart. Yeah. I like that. Everyone just saw some behind-the-scenes action there.
Yeah, that's what we do. We go on the go, which I hope some people appreciate. Maybe some people don't. I don't know. We're learning. So stay with us.
I did not expect it to be as long as it is.
You really didn't. Honestly, when we did the first round, I thought maybe you might do this, but like it's cool. Let's get back to the Texans, though, because I feel like we were kind of taking away time from them. Lassiter, dude, I was a lot higher. You know how high I was on Lassiter.
Yeah.
I had him as my fifth, sixth corner. I thought he could go first round. I liked what I saw, and now he's going to a team that could just use a two or a three. This is a great pick.
And they have a great defensive-minded coach as well.
Yes, dude. Good pick. And I wanted Blake Fisher for the Patriots. So, an F- because he didn't go to the Patriots. No, I'm kidding. this is an A. I got to be honest. A picks. Safety. I liked the safety, actually. I thought Stover could have gone earlier, too. A good linebacker. I don't know about this guy. Apparently people weren't a big fan though, and then they had like 3 sevenths and sevenths, you know, they rarely turn out, but they could. Overall, with the draft capital they had this year, good picks. I really thought it was a good draft. So I think I don't know what I'm gonna give this. What are you giving it?
I gave it a B.
You gave it a B? Okay. I think a B is fair. I think they competed well with the early four, and then the rest were just late round picks.
Yeah, I agree.
I give it a B. Let's go ahead and go to the Colts. All right. Okay.
This first one right here.
Yes, first offensive player off the board, Leilatu. Okay, We both like Latu a lot too. My pun will stay forever. I'm sorry. But like this says, he was not our one. Turner is on the board. I still think Turner was the better pick because you don't have any health concerns or anything. And like, come on, you're at 15. Great value pick no matter what here. I just think Turner would have been better. I give this a B plus.
Mitchell, gave it an A minus.
You gave him an A minus. Honestly, fair. It's about the same. Mitchell, I give a B plus, maybe. I actually probably give an A for this pick. Dude, because, like, Mitchell shouldn't have. He fell for the
right reason. I'd say an A plus.
Yeah, like.
Because they fell to second, late second is crazy.
Okay, he fell for the right reasons, but he fell too far, if that makes sense. He's got some locker room concerns. What wide receiver doesn't? Like, let's be honest. George Pickens does. He's doing great.
Okay, whoa. Where did the Steelers hate come from? Whoa. Sorry.
It's like, I'm sorry. Every
yeah, okay, we can...
receiver has issues, but they do fine.
All right, thanks for watching this episode, guys.
But Mitchell also apparently has some medical concerns that weren't talked about, so that's probably why he also slipped.
And Latu does, too.
Yeah, so medicals. I don't know. Maybe medicals. Let's see. That'd be really funny. I don't see anything on there on anything. I like.
I saw a thing. They like showed Latu, and apparently he was told to medically retire.
He was 2 years ago. He was told to medically retire. So,
I mean, it's crazy.
Yes, but hey, dude, the story. I liked it, frankly. If Bowers was there, I bet my money on it they would have picked Bowers. I don't like that they didn't pick a tight end at all, but like I bet
they
my money on it.
Bowers Sanders.
Fell. They could have went Sanders anywhere, frankly. But yeah, well, he wouldn't have made it here. They could have gone Sanders here though, but they needed a tackle for the depth. Yeah. I don't know. I liked it, but I didn't. I gave it a B minus. Overall, I just wasn't the biggest fan of any pick past. I wasn't like a huge fan of any pick, so I gave it a B minus.
That's fair. I like the Latu and Mitchell pick a lot, so
fair.
I was very high on them.
What'd you give it?
I gave it an A minus.
A minus. Okay, so we're in a whole grade difference on it. Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't a huge fan.
That's fair. Jaguars. What did
this
I?
This is one of my favorite drafts. Is that weird? This is one of my favorite drafts.
Dude, they drafted three LSU players.
Miss it! Wow, two of their top five or three.
Dang,
they
really want to be the Bengals.
Yeah.
Confirm T. Higgins is going here now.
No, I hope not. Not with Brian Thomas. Okay, first off, Brian Thomas at 23 is crazy. That's a steal. I was praying. Apparently the Patriots are trying to trade up to try and take him, but nobody budged. But like, steal at 23. They have him ranked 24th, which is crazy. This is a steal. Like, frankly, complete steal for me. Like, you fix that. I didn't think they should have gone wide receiver day one, but honestly, after
with
the
with Brian Thomas
day,
being on the board, it
works.
It's hard not to.
No, it worked. It worked perfect.
And they traded back.
They did. So they got more. They got a little bit of draft capital and later picks for the future years, I'm pretty sure. D-tackle, they really needed a D-tackle. I liked Jerrion Jones. I actually wanted him on the Patriots. He ran fast. He tested well. This is crazy. He'll probably be lined up in the slot. But, like, you needed corners, so I appreciate the pick. I don't know. I'll let you talk about it a little bit, and then I'll get back to it, too.
Yeah. I like Smith as well, them drafting a defensive tackle. Yeah. They hit on all position values they needed, so it was good for them to draft every position, except no, they hit on everything, yeah.
This is one of the few I think actually did hit everything, I feel like.
Yeah.
Good draft.
So yeah, I think it was a good draft overall. I gave him a B plus.
I did too. Charles McDonald's, whoever the heck that is, I don't know. Maybe he's a part-time owner of McDonald's. I don't know. He gave him a C-. I thought that was crazy.
Oh, yeah, that's insane.
Like, good pick, good pick, good pick, good pick. I liked Foster, good value. That's crazy. Good pick. I don't think I've watched Prince, but apparently people like him too. Don't know anything about the rest of them, though. Kicker? Sure. I respect it. I don't know. Just a good draft.
Yeah.
So, yeah, B+. Okay. I hate this draft so much because of how good they did. They didn't need a good draft, but they did. Okay.
I nearly wanted to give the Chiefs an A+.
I did, too. I gave them an A half plus, almost, I guess I'd say.
Like, I'm giving them an A+.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and do it. Like, okay.
Like, I'm
not the biggest worthy guy. You know that.
But
if he's going to work, it's here.
Yeah, if he went to the perfect situation.
He did.
And, like, the Chiefs didn't necessarily have to have a good draft either.
No.
Like, but they did. And that's the frustrating part.
It's the most frustrating part for me.
And they somehow fleeced the Bills and 49ers?
Both dummies. The two biggest dummies in the league. The two dum-dums. I swear, you're playing them every year at some point, and you lose to them, and you're going to go give them two good talents? You're dummies. Just pick these players. Don't let them get them. I'd rather the Chiefs deal with Coleman, honestly.
Or just don't even trade with him. Don't give him.
Don't give him a satisfaction.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just...
So,
yeah.
Obviously an A. I went and watched Wiley. Dude's nice as an actual receiving tight end. I didn't realize it. I think I watched him at one point. I think he's in my... But I rewatched him at least. I can't remember anymore on our tight end rankings. It's been so long. Dude's nice as a receiving tight end. Getting set behind Kelsey, he might work out. Good pick. Hicks, good pick. Center, don't know anything about. Like, the rest of these, I don't know. But, like, these five, good picks. Like, Chiefs, good job.
Now they have Noah Gray.
Yeah.
And Kelsey.
Travis and Wiley. Yeah. Like, yeah. I think Wiley could end up working out, too. So, like, good job. So,
yeah. Good overall pick or draft from him.
Yeah, it's a good draft.
But this is where we stop.
Yes.
Talk about the winners.
We'll do our winners and losers. Who's your first winner?
I'm going to give it to the... How many are we doing?
I'd say two. Like two winners, two losers.
Okay. I'm going to do Ravens.
Ravens, I like it.
Yeah. Ravens had a great overall draft. Which I hate to do this, but like, yeah, they had a great draft. So.
Yeah, I agree with that. For me, it's another bird team. It's Arizona. So he had Ravens, obviously. If you want to look at the board real fast, Ravens. I agree with him. I feel like we should have some difference. I'm going the Cardinals. Dude, this was the best draft. Like, out of all of them, if we had to do winners or losers, the whole thing, and we just had to pick one, it'd be the Cardinals for me. Yeah. I loved their draft, honestly, because Darius Robinson, it says they didn't hit on D-tackle. He can play both. Good draft.
He's more of a defensive lineman.
Yeah, but he might be switching to edge for the NFL. Been told.
He can still play edge.
Yeah, he's a great pick. Probably do a loser next, right? So I'll let you do that.
Yeah. Hold up, go over it. Let's see how far we did. Because we went to the Chiefs, Jags, Colts, Texans. Four.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I'll let you continue. And then...
Okay, so we did 16. Yeah.
Okay. Can you keep going back? I might have to do it. I will have to go with the Broncos.
Broncos as your
first movie? Maybe not. No, no. No. Falcons. No, wait. No.
It's probably the basic pick for right now, and then think about the other ones.
Yeah, no, Falcons. Yeah, an awful bird draft.
Teams in a row, by the way. All the bird teams.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to like, there's not much else to say. Like, if you want to hear us rant about the Falcons more, go back to our earlier in this episode, or go back to our old episode.
Honestly, fair. Yeah, no, just bad draft.
A really bad draft.
I'm going to join you, Falcons. I wanted to pick different, but dude, it was just bad. Like, it was just so bad. I don't know. I just, it's gross. So, Falcons, probably my other, or is my first loser.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Yeah. Who's your second winner?
My second winner is the Chicago Bears.
Honestly, fair.
Got Caleb. Got Adunze. Got Austin Booker. Fantastic. They hit on every single one of their draft picks. They didn't have a lot. Okay.
We had three A pluses, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I think Arizona, so. Chicago, yeah. And Chiefs, yeah.
Yeah. Chicago hit on every single draft board. Like, they already had that connection, Rome Odunze and Caleb Williams. They've been training before the draft. So, draft them. Boom. Got that connection. Got, you could have went tackle there, but you also, Keenan Allen's on a one-year deal.
Yeah, you only have Keenan Allen 1 year. And they went and tackle later.
Like, yeah, so it's like, it's a fantastic draft.
And frankly, they didn't need tackle right away. They just needed a project. And hey, project. Yeah. I'll do somebody different. I agree. I'll do somebody. I don't know why I loved their draft so much. But dude, you did exactly what you needed for Bryce Young. So my biggest winner was Bryce Young. My other big winner was Bryce Young. But also just the Carolina Panthers. They did what they needed to for Bryce this offseason. And they did it in this draft, too. So, like, Bryce Young, you, sir, have won. Like, I don't know how else to say it, but Carolina Panthers were my other winner. I thought about picking Chiefs, but, like, dude, you're getting a wide receiver, you're getting your running back, you're getting Sanders and Wade. I don't know. I liked this draft a lot more than most.
Yeah, building around Bryce Young.
And, like, if I could just say a player, it would be Bryce. So, like, Bryce Young is a winner for this draft.
Yeah, for sure. My second loser, I sadly might have to say it.
Moving up to here.
It's the Broncos.
Broncos? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll let you.
Even though I did give them a C+.
Yeah.
It's getting Bo Nix early, okay, yes, getting a quarterback, but this team doesn't need a quarterback right now. You're not going to win any games. Unless Bo Nix goes out and plays phenomenally, I don't think this team will be good. Their roster has so many holes in it. This team, the Broncos, could be the worst team in the NFL.
Honestly, fair.
And
I really think they'll be bottom of the group, but fair.
And, like, yes, you need a quarterback. Yes, I understand. But get better players here so then you could build and then have that be a team. I'd rather be a team that has a great quarterback and has so many holes than a team that, like, has a great team but not a good quarterback.
Honestly, see, that's completely fair.
Because yeah,
I can get that.
Like, I don't know. Like, the Falcons, for example. The Falcons, yes, they do have other holes outside of quarterback, but they were really missing quarterback for a true push in that weak division. And even they could still be a good team. And they got Kirk Cousins. I don't know what happens next offseason. I don't know. Maybe Justin Herbert is just mad and just wants to get traded, and the Broncos give him a call. Boom, there's your quarterback.
to be amazing.
That's not going to happen. Or no, Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott, for that's yeah. It's most likely
to happen. You're a younger Dak Prescott, though.
Yeah, but you reached on him so
high. I know, I agree. All the
Bo Nix is a...
But both Penix and Nix were reaches, but, like, the Broncos were stuck, and Peyton apparently loved Nix, so he sees some Drew Brees. To me, I can understand where you're coming from. They weren't a loser for me. They were just in between. The Browns. Dude, I'm looking at their board again. They lost. For the draft, I really feel like they were big losers. Especially with the rest of the division getting better. I feel like they're kind of losers.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah,
it's hard because they didn't have a first or second. No, they did. But like a first. Yeah. So.
No, I just thought they were losers of the draft. Weird.
I understand.
I just didn't like it. Maybe I'm a hater. I don't know. I just wasn't a fan of the Browns. Just not a good
draft. No, I don't think it's a hating. I think it's okay.
Yeah.
I think it's okay to hate on the Browns.
I feel like, I don't remember what I gave him, but honestly, I might have to give him a D minus. I'm re-looking at this draft. It's just gross. Yeah, I don't know. Just that's bad fair. Draft. Mm-hmm. We will pick back up with the Chargers.
Yes.
On our next one. That will be, Friday's when that will drop. So
yes.
So that one will come out on Friday. We'll start with the Chargers and do the rest. And we'll do the winners and losers of those. Maybe we'll have some hot takes. Maybe we won't. Y'all should check it out, though. So I do want to end it off by saying thank you all for listening to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. Be sure wherever you are listening to leave a like, follow, subscribe, or comment. We always appreciate it. If y'all disagree with any takes or anything, let us know down in the comments below. As always, thank y'all for tuning in. Hope y'all tune in to the next one, and peace out.
Peace.